What is true freedom, and at what cost shall it be obtained? That will be our topic today as we hear in this comment from Mike McIntosh to introduce today's edition of Chapter and Verse.
Freedom is not free at all. Someone has to die so others can be free. Jesus Christ paid the price of freedom for you and me. He shed his sinless blood so that the chains of sin and death and this bondage of fear of death could be wiped away. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
And I'll stand up and shout, and I'll praise you, Lord Jesus. And I'll stand up and sing, and I'll thank you, Lord Jesus.
Welcome to CNV, where our teacher Mike McIntosh is leading us into more practical Bible study from the Gospel of John. Today, our verse-by-verse review of this New Testament book takes us to the 8th chapter, where we find Jesus being challenged by the Pharisees that they are the seed of Abraham, and therefore not under the bondage of any man. Yet Jesus tried to get them to understand that all men are in bondage to sin and the desires of the flesh. And it was for this cause that he came and gave his life to free all of us from the wages of sin, which is death. Freedom isn't free. That's the topic of our teaching today on Chapter and Verse. Now let's join Mike and open our Bibles to the book of John, chapter 8, for the conclusion of our lesson.
It's not an issue of let's be religious and build a temple. It's not an issue of, well, let's get a lot of gold and silver and stained glass windows and let's be fancy dens and just have the coolest religion around. No, it's just about you. The whole issue is about you. Man has done all that. It's about you living forever. That's what it's about. Now, this body can't live forever. So therefore, in 1 Corinthians 15, we are told that there's a body that is made of the elements of the heaven. Paul the Apostle said there is body terrestrial and body celestial. The word terrestrial literally means made up of the elements of the earth. This body that all of us have is made up of the same exact elements of clay, of dirt. The same elements. He made Adam out of the clay, out of the dirt. You are dirt. That's it. You're just clay. And when it's over with, it all disintegrates and it goes back to dirt. So you think you're cool? Come on. There must be more to it than that. Celestial comes from the word that means made up of the elements of the heavens. There is a body for you that the moment you leave this body, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and your spirit comes out of this old clay pot, it goes into a new body that'll never feel pain. It'll never, ever disintegrate. It'll not get wrinkles. It will not fall apart. There'll be no bursitis. There'll be no arthritis. There'll be no pain whatsoever. It'll never die, and it'll be filled with eternal power of happiness and joy. It's waiting for you. It's yours. Now, I see that about a third of you applauded to that. The other third is saying, I haven't had my coffee yet. I don't know what you're talking about. Another third is saying, I don't know. I really like this world. I love the smell of the onions and the leeks and the garlic. These things of the world, they just feel good, taste good, look good, make me feel good. But I'll tell you what, young or old, when your time is up, it's up. And the chances are all gone. But when you leave this body so quickly that the closest they can get to the definition of twinkle is 1/1 trillionth of a second, and you're presented a new body. If I were to say, listen, over at Nordstrom's, you can go into Nordstrom's now, ladies and gentlemen. You can have the most expensive suit you want for free. You can have the most expensive dress you want for free. For the rest of your life, you can go in and take them off the rack and nobody will stop you. Forever. Till the day you die. Now, I doubt very much that there'd be anybody here that didn't go get a new set of clothing, the most expensive. But you see, what the church misses, myself also as a minister of the church, is we forget to make it so simple that all this is about is you getting a free suit. You got a new body waiting for you. And all we have to do is point you the direction where you go to get this. And you can't get there in this body. It's going to be down the line either this afternoon or 100 years from now. We know that we'll all have these new suits on. And then to show you how to get there, the church is not the way to get there. The preacher, the evangelist, the pastor is not the way to get there. Jesus Christ said, I am the way. And the church's responsibility, the minister's responsibility, the preacher, the pastor, the priest's responsibility is to point the direction to him as he said, I only tell you the things the Father has shown me. It's that simple. The whole situation is about you living forever. Forever! At no cost. Whoops, there was a cost. Freedom is not free. God so loved the world, he paid the price. He gave his only begotten Son. Tremendous cost. God had to feel all the anguish and pain that you have felt as his creatures. And his Son had to take all the sin and the wrongdoing upon himself. But if the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. Religion can free you for a moment. If you've got a bad back, a massage or a chiropractor may release some things for a little while. But it's not indeed the true healing. It's not the thing that'll take you on forever. Only Jesus Christ can do that. In verse 21, it's something to note for all of us. The two groups of people inhabit our planet. People that are from below and people that are from above. In verses 24 to 27, these are very religious, intellectual, religious leaders. And they don't understand the things that you understand. Oh, we don't understand what you're talking about. But every one of you here know what he's talking about. These were the leaders of the known Middle East at the time. How often God has something to say to you and me, and we just don't listen. We don't hear. And it's really because we take who we are and we supersede what is coming towards us, and that blocks out everything because we think we know it all. And we can learn from everyone. In verses 28 to 30, we saw that spiritual people hear the voice of God because so many believe just by hearing his words. And if you want to find God, we learn in this that he's willing to meet you. God's willing to meet you. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. God wants to meet you. He wants to just take away the fear of death. In verse 31, he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. That's a big if. If you continue in my word. That's a very big if to take note of. It's actually a key to get into heaven. And if I were to hand you the code to the Wells Fargo Bank on Balboa Avenue to get in through the security, and then the combination to the safe, and you go into the safe, and you could take everything out if you could get through those two things and legally have it, I know that you'd all line up to get that code and key. This is a key to eternal life right here. If you continue in my word, it takes just a few moments to bow your heart and say, God, speak to me through your word. Open up your Bible and you look at it. He talks, you say, oh, okay. Next time you look at that same thing, whoa, I never noticed that before. But you continue in the words of Jesus Christ and you're going to find eternal life. In verse 32, we remember that freedom does come at a price. Sacrifice brought freedom to each of us. People died. There was a lot of death on the soil of America. There was death when the revolution came and we freed ourselves from those that had us in bondage. There was death when there was a great civil war and brothers fought brothers and uncles fought nephews. And grandfathers fought sons and grandsons. There was a price for the freedom of America and to rid the world of slavery. There was a tremendous price. Modern society is filled with the doctrine, if it feels good, do it. If you like it, then it's okay. But all you have to do is stand in line at any supermarket, waiting to check out your goods, and see how messed up all those people that live by that doctrine are. How many of those stars and superstars go through divorces and have horrible things going on in their lives, and tragedies and pain. And it looks like, oh, look, I wish I could be like them. They're some of the most miserable people in the world. And that's why they're miserable. Because they're paid so much money to do things that they know inside, that they are endorsing on the big screen, or on that CD, or on that DVD, or on that new album, that are so opposite from God's kingdom. But because of the perks, the devil gets them to believe, this is worth selling my soul for. Don't sell your soul for anything but the love of God. There's hope for you today. Death is real. We're all going to face it. You shall know the truth, Jesus said, and it's the truth that shall make you free. If you need freedom from smoking cigarettes, you need freedom from pornography, you need freedom from being a liar, those things are all real, but the greatest thing you need freedom from is death. Now, this is interesting. When you find that freedom that you know you're never going to die, the rest of the things fall away because those are only things that hang you up to keep you from facing reality in your head. They're just wasting time, biding time. And the devil is so good at getting people to waste their time. When you are willing to say, I surrender, then the king can step in and do what is great. What is the greatest truth you need to know? He says, you'll know the truth will make you free. What is the greatest truth? Think it through. This is got to be a fact. There is a greatest truth. But why isn't the greatest truth taught in preschool, kindergarten, elementary school, junior high school, and high school, college, graduate school, in all the great universities of the world? Why have we never had a teacher stand up and say, you know, students, we're all going to die. But let's get this out of the way. You can have a great life between now and that time. And after that time, you can still be alive. So we're going to talk about that. And this is Living and Dying 101. And then we'll go on with life. No. The devil doesn't want you to know that you're going to live forever. The devil doesn't want you to know that you can get through all of this. He doesn't want you to do that. He wants something called religion. And religion brings us into bondage. He doesn't want to introduce you to a person, the person that he rebelled against and split the kingdom over. No. He wants you to think this is a real world going on around you. And you do what these people do, these trendsetters, and you're going to be cool. I'll tell you what, you won't be cool enough when it's over with. You need help. The biggest need you have today, the greatest truth that will make you free, if you die, you're gone forever. It's how do we stay alive? That's the truth. How can I go on and make something? How can I live forever? Would a God that created me be so cruel that he would let me live a certain number of years and then I would be annihilated and there'd be no memory or anything? Every one of us in this room, no matter how deep the pain has been or the problems have been, you have to admit, it's cruel to be alive. I groove on it myself. I like being alive, don't you? I do. I dig it. I've always liked it since I was a little boy. Ah, sunshine. Ah, a dog. Ah, a cat. Get that cat out of here. Ah, flowers. Ah, ocean, water. Touch, feel, taste. Ah. But as you get a little older and a little freer, then the man starts coming into your life and bringing you the stuff, and you get messed up. And you knew about love because kids naturally love. And it was like when you got to that teenage thing, the hormones changed. Love became touch and feel. And then the real thing of life became very confused. I feel so sorry for the kids of the day. They're growing up so fast. They're seeing things on television in their video games that some of us never saw until we were in our 20s or in the army. Unbelievable what they have to put up with. The devil hates you. He hates your kids. He hates your little brothers and sisters. He hates your parents. He hates your grandparents. He hates everything about you. And he's going to bring you into bondage. And he's going to work you and manipulate you and choke you out until you bow your knee to him and say, yes, I will be your slave until the day I die. Jesus comes along and said, stand up. I'm your big brother. And I'm going to die for you. You're free. You get home to dad. I'll take care of this dude, all right? Nothing like having a big brother come and meet that town bully. You get on home to father. I'm taking care of this guy. Thank you very much, Jesus. You can take him. How to stay alive has to be the greatest truth. This is to be the truth of all truths we all need to hear. So let's close with this. If you would just for 3 minutes, maybe two, I want to read something to you. And if you will just look at this and underline it, and maybe later in the day after the game or whenever you'll read it to yourself or during the week, I want you to look at something. You'll know what to underline very easily. Chapter 5, the book of Genesis, the very beginning. Look what it says. Verse 8. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Seth were 912 years. Would you read those three words? And he died. Look at verse 11. All the days of Enos were 905 years. Would you read it? And he died. Verse 14. All the days of Canaan were 910 years. Read it. And he died. Verse 17. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years. And he died. Verse 20. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Look at verse 27. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, the oldest man to ever live, and he died. Look at verse 31. Noah lived 500 years, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And excuse me, just before that, verse 31, Lamech, he's talking about his sons, and he died. You go through the Bible, and he died is after everybody. Nobody's escaping it. In Genesis 7:21, it says that all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both fowl and cattle and beast and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And every man, they all died. In Genesis 32, the love of his life, Abraham's sweet Sarah, it says, and Sarah died. In Deuteronomy 31:14, the Lord said unto Moses, behold, your days approach that you must die. In 2 Kings 10, 20, verse 1, Isaiah said to Hezekiah, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Jeremiah warned Hananiah, this year you shall die. These great kings die. When Jesus told the story of the rich man and Lazarus, he said, the beggar died, and then the rich man died also. I love it that he said also, because you think just poor people die, not rich people. No. Everybody dies. You see, in Hebrews 2, verse 15, it says, who through the fear of death, speaking of us, inhabitants of the earth, through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Freedom is not free at all. Someone has to die so others can be free. Jesus Christ paid the price of freedom for you and me. He shed his sinless blood so that the chains of sin and death and this bondage of fear of death could be wiped away. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They all died. They'll all continue dying, but you're going to live. It'll make you free. The thing you need to be the freest of is death. The rest of it falls in line because you're so grateful that you're not going to die. In conclusion, it appears that the greatest freedom which you and I today receive is the freedom from death. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And if you eat of that knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. We've done that. We have sinned against God. However, in 1 Corinthians, we are told in chapter 15, verse 26, and the last enemy that shall be destroyed is what? Death. The last enemy. Your enemy has held you in bondage, and Jesus is going to destroy that. St. Paul said in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty, Son shall set you free, of the children of God. Revelation chapter 1, Jesus stands up after he resurrects from the dead, and he says, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And by the way, I have the keys of hell and death. He's in control. The demon that held the key over death, that took all the people when they died into hell to be judged, he lost the keys and Jesus holds them. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to be imprisoned. You don't have to die. Jesus Christ has paid the price. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you're free indeed. Completely free. You're home free. You can start heading for heaven. Don't get hung up on the things of this world. Don't even turn around and look back like you told Lot's wife. Just let your big brother get underneath the street lamp there and be the contender for you. Let him knock the lights out of old Satan. And you enjoy being alive. Shall we stand? Shall we pray? We can't thank you enough, Lord Jesus Christ, for the tremendous price you paid. And what a common denominator you've laid out before us all. If we obey, we live. If we disobey, we die. But since it's in our nature to be disobedient, we've all tasted of the fruit we weren't supposed to eat of. We're all destined to die. But thank God through Jesus Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation for those that love the Lord, that are called according to His will and purpose. As many as are led by the Spirit of God shall be called the children of God. And Lord, today You have told us, if we'll continue in Your Word, we're Your disciples indeed. Your Word is what will lead us. That will allow us to be Your children. And Father, for those that are off the narrow path because the light of Your Word has not shown them the way to go, may You forgive them today. May You be a good shepherd and reach over the side of the cliff and grab that little ewe that is there, that little lamb that is there, and pick them up and bring them back to safety. For those, Lord, that have wandered off and a wolf has captured them and thrown him in his cave till he can devour them later, we're asking for these dear, sweet women and men that You would bring them back to Your flock. We beg You, dear God, for all those that know that death is in front of them, that fear death, that You would release them this very instant. God, we have nothing to fear. You are God of the living, not the God of the dead. All through the Bible it says the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That tells us they are alive. We thank You that we can know this truth, and this truth can set us free. And we're truly free indeed, because we fear not the bondage of death. We will live our lives as disciples according to His Word, Father. And may You bless us to have the strength to do that. So our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed today. Would you be honest with God? Would you be honest with yourself? Would you admit that you are among the living dead, but you don't want to be? You don't want to fear death. You don't want to die in your sins. If you'll just ask God right now to forgive you, He'll do it. Just say, Father, I am sorry. I ask Your forgiveness. I admit I have sinned and disobeyed. I've lived for myself. I surrender myself into Your hands. And I believe that Jesus is Your Son, and that He died on the cross for me, and that You raised Him from the dead. And I ask You, Jesus, to come into my heart this day, to be my Lord and Savior, and to give me the freedom from death. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit's eternal power. In Jesus' name I pray. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, those of you that prayed that prayer, I want to remember you this afternoon. Would you raise your hands up and look at me? I'd like to see you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you way in the top. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. 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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Way back up there. Yes, sir. Right over here. Yes. God bless you. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Yes. God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Right in the middle there. I see you. God bless you. It's freedom. Free indeed. He set you free just with a little bit of truth, just by hearing His words. Just take Him home with you, and then let Him take you home with Him. Don't ever fear this issue of death again from this day forward. He's won the battle. With outstretched arms, He willingly was crucified for you. He tasted of death so that you would never taste it. He went into the cold, dark tomb so you will never go into a cold, dark tomb. And God miraculously, by His power, raised Him from the dead. And the great news is, because He lives, we live too. Lord, You've seen these many, many hands go up, many, many hearts, like the people standing listening. They believe just on His words. May You honor these boys and girls and these men and women today. May they just feel a ton of weight lifted from them. May they just breathe deeply when they step out into the sunshine. Just say, hallelujah, I'm saved. I found the truth and it set me free. May You bless these sweet, sweet people in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
In our message over the past two broadcasts, we've learned that Christ paid the ultimate price that we could be freed from sin. Jesus calls each one of us personally to have a relationship with Him. No matter what your station in life is, always remember where you came from and that God has given you all that you have. Perhaps today's teaching has been especially valuable to you, and you may want more spiritual direction at this time. Let me suggest that you log on to our website and look under the Know God link to find immediate instruction on a number of fundamental spiritual issues. Just go online at MikeMacintosh.com. I want to remind you that Chapter and Verse is heard each weekday on this radio station thanks to the financial gifts we receive from you, our listening audience. If you've been ministered to through this outreach, please consider making a financial gift. And of course, we very much appreciate you taking a moment to pray for us here at CNV Radio. You can write to us at Chapter and Verse, Post Office Box 231150, San Diego, California 92193. That's Chapter and Verse, Box 231150, San Diego, California 92193. You can also securely give online at MikeMacintosh.com. Next time on Chapter and Verse, we'll continue our studies of John when our topic will be The Liar. Chapter and Verse is presented by Horizon International Ministries.
And I'll stand up and shout.